This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
There are no rules on this trip, remember? We're just heading for the Pacific, and there ain't no plan. Who knows where we're going to be?
I know where we're going to be. Dudley hooked me up. Check out this thing. It's a GPS in my phone now. Look at that thing.
Shit, let me see that. Yeah. Cool. Look at that. What'd you do that for?
For the good of the trip. You don't need a GPS to discover America. You need a bike and you need the road, okay? Freedom.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. You got to nip it in the bud.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Christian Car Guy Radio. This morning, if you were tuning in and expecting to hear the voice of Robbie Dillmore, this morning you're going to hear Jerry Mathis with Ray's Body Shop and Wrecker Service. Also in the studio with me, am I blessed or what? I mean, I think I have that all-star sitting in front of me. I got Bob Young, the Christian junkyard man for many, many years, and also our singer amongst us.
If you can really call it singing. Great to be here this morning, Jerry.
Good to have you. And also my good buddy, Mark Garrow. And I tell you what, whenever Mark's at the shop, Bob, the funny thing is there'll be people in the office and he'll walk out and they'll go, boy, that voice sure sounds familiar. And I'm going, well, if you listen to NASCAR and racing, you're going to know who that voice belongs to. That's Mark Garrow, the voice of NASCAR, PRN Racing and Network. And good to have you with us, Mark.
It's always good to be on Truth Radio and the Christian Car Guy. And I always stop by Jerry's place, have Wednesday mornings with Stu Epperson. Wednesday in the Word, we do a Bible study down at Dario's.
Right? Yeah.
And all the Dario's in the area have one on Wednesday morning. If you happen to be around one, 8 o'clock, they give you free breakfast and a Bible study. I guess that's my advertising, but sometimes
we'll call Jeff Speaks and tell him he owes us. Okay?
Yeah, there you go. And sometimes I'll get done that, and I'll just hang a left coming out of the Dario's on Clemensville Road and go down and visit those guys for. I'll grab a coffee, if I'm running low on donuts or something. I stop in and say hi.
Yeah, it's always
and then they come and get me out of ditches, fix my truck, all that kind of stuff.
Every now and then, it's not just a social visit. But
yeah,
I'll admit
every
it.
Once in a while. Yeah.
Well, like I said, this morning Robbie is not with us. He was diagnosed with a COVID virus and also Tammy, and so this morning I just want to just ask everybody, all the listeners, who Robbie has meant a lot to all of us in this room and. Really done a lot and been on his knees a lot for me and for
Brother Bob's had a prayer or two from that man, that's for sure.
Yeah, so this morning I just ask that we take a moment, a personal prayer time, and just say a prayer that God will bring him through this, have a quick recovery and a full recovery, and probably as uneventful of a recovery as him and Tammy can have, and look forward to getting them back in the studio.
And if you don't want Jerry guest hosting again, pray hard.
Pray real hard. That's it. Pray real hard. That gives some incentive for that prayer right there.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
This morning, one of the things that I thought would be kind of neat whenever I was thinking about, talked to Robbie yesterday, and he told me what was going on, and I said, yep, I got you covered and stuff, but I really didn't have anything going on or planned, except for I knew Bob was going to be up here, so I said, okay, at least I got a lifeline, because tell you what, it's a blessing whenever I get to do a show with Bob Young, that's for sure. And then I called Mark because he was involved in a Jesus Labor of Love event, and we're going to talk about that next hour some. But what I really thought would be neat is just kind of talk about, what we're going through as a country and as the world and as Christians and what God would have us do, and we all have platforms. And I'm just going to read something out of at Pinedale Christian Church. We're doing a 40-day devotion. And on one of the days, passage I'm just going to read real quick is Isaiah 35. And it says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and with compassion, with the compassion of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break from the wilderness and streams in the desert. You know, it's sort of like, I think all of us feel like we've been in that wilderness and desert over the last 12 months where, you know, everything has just been so different. I mean, there's every day you wake up, at least I wake up, and it's what's coming today. And as I've sat there and read through the devotion, another thing I want to just share in this one day was part of it was written down here. It says, everything in life is temporary, everything, whether it's high or low, it won't last. Ask anyone who lived through the Depression, survived a war, came in first place, or landed the dream job. Life is unpredictable and ever-changing. But here's the greatest news, in which this is the greatest news. God is not ever-changing. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He'll always be there in the lowest lows, and He carries us. And in the highest highs, He holds us. Without Him, lows can seem unbearable, and our highs can seem unstoppable. Yet with Him, we become unshakable. When I read that, man, that just spoke to me. And I just think, you know what? We all have a platform. And this is Christian Car Guy Radio. So the platform that I have, you know, I have a platform at church and I have a platform on the air. But really my biggest platform is in the automotive industry, where somebody comes in, has had an accident, something has happened, they're in the middle of a crisis, their car needs towing, and all of a sudden they look and they say, Ray's Body Shop and Record Service, I'm going to give them a call. But also that's an opportunity to share the gospel. And it may not be necessarily I'm going to preach to them as they walk through the door and have the Bible standing there at a pulpit and talk to them. But I hope that my actions and the actions of my employees reflect Jesus Christ, and I use that platform. And I know for years and years of dealing with Bob, he did it every day also and continues to do that.
It was a great thing for me. Back when we had the fire, we began to pray every morning before work, and some of us would hang around and pray after work before we'd leave. We were inspired to start flying the Christian flag, and we did it for years and years and years, and it just made such a change. When you have an event that big, no one got as much as a blister. There was one finger that got mashed. My son was trying to rescue his old rusty car that it had me tied up in one of the commercials, and that was the only incident, only injury we had after burning the place to the ground. And you just knew that God was all in it. He was all around it, and He was carrying us forward, you know, after the flames went out.
Yeah, and I know I can think of multiple times where I've called Bob and I'd send somebody to 109 because of they were in, didn't have money, needed a part, and Bob always worked with them and stuff. And that was, he didn't go over and tell them the reason he did is because he's a good guy and stuff, but it reflected that Christ was in his life and stuff. And that's that platform we have. And Mark, I mean, you're reaching people, not just, you know, on the air, but just in airports and at the track and on, where Jesus Christ shines through, and that's powerful.
You know, I have a platform on the radio, and that gives me a certain bit of notoriety, but I like to use my own hands and my own legs. You know, whether it's a group home, special needs, I call them kids. They're all 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, but I call them my kids. I've known them for like 30 years. And just to drive up to Vesta, Virginia, go to Stewart, Virginia, buy them pizza, soda, and I'm not even allowed to visit them anymore, right? I could just bring it to the front door, bring it onto their porch, just stuff like that. You know, I'm a big believer in putting our hands and feet into motion. Yesterday, I was, and again, this is not to make me sound like anything. It's just like, okay, these are little things we all can do and things I had never thought of and God gave me. I fill up bird feeders at a nursing home, right? Because one of the guys went to visit. We bought him 50 pounds of bird seed, but during COVID, nobody would bring it out, right? And we'd always go visit, and we'd grab a little bit, and we'd fill up his feeder, and I'd forgotten all about it. 6 months go down the road, and I was talking to him on the phone. He said, man, I sure wish somebody would put bird feed in my feeder. I love watching the birds. And so then I get down there to do him. He said, can you do Ruby next door? You know, so you go fill up Ruby's, and then you see a couple more empty. So just little things like that we can all do. You know, it's no big deal. It doesn't cost us a lot of money. But my whole thing is, yeah, I'm on the radio, and I do reach a lot of people that way. But I really feel like God wants me to, you know, on the ground, boots on the ground, where the rubber, like they say in racing, where the rubber meets the road. Use your arms, use your own legs.
Absolutely. We'll be back in a moment with Christian Car Guy Radio. And again, got an all-star room in here, and I am just excited to see what God is going to unveil to us. And if you have that story, give us a call. This is a call-in show.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Christian Car Guy Radio. And again, as I said earlier, this is a call-in show. I bet I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to share the number. That's what I'm going to do.
That is a great idea. Hey, so, Jerry, what is the number?
I'm going to tell you what the number is. It's 866-348-7884. Again, 866-348-7884.
I'm so used to Bob giving the number on his commercials. Oh, yeah. It's not even
Bob,
funny,
could
man.
Sing, could you sing? Can you sing it? Hold on. Let's see if Bob can sing that.
I'll have to work on that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, also,
that and a football commercial, man. Yeah. I saw that so many times. I go like, wow.
Yeah. That was a biggie for us, that's for sure.
That is, that was
he
big
must,
time.
You must have had to get a union card. That thing was on the TV so many times.
Yeah. Also, this morning, well, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, Amy Carbo with The Cure will be on Truth Network. I encourage you to make sure you stay tuned and hear that. Amy really has some interesting guests and stuff. Just talks about, you know what, just recovery from a lot of different topics and stuff. So I encourage you, there's a lot of truth on the Truth Network every Saturday morning, but make sure you tune in 1 p.m. for The Cure with Amy Carbo.
I listen to this all the time. I really do. At any point that I'm in the car, I pop it over, and it's really weird how God does certain things, right? If he needs for you to have a certain message, and that's the reason why I was in my truck listening from 9:30 to 10, or if there's something else he wanted me to know, that's why I was in my truck from 11 to 11:30, or 3 to 3:30, or whatever the case may be. So it's always interesting to me, you know, how I get these messages that I really need. And you were talking a moment ago about, you know, God's always there. You know, we have, life is seasons. And for me, a good part of the last 5 years has been winter. It's been winter. There's no way around it. And, you know, when you go through a divorce after 23 years of marriage and, you know, you were in it to win it, you go through winter. And the one thing that I found through all this process, you were always told, if it ends up just you and God on some deserted island, right? That's all you got. That's all you have. It's enough. And you nod your head. Okay, yeah, I get it. Well, guess what? You know, there are times in life, and I found myself in that position, where it was just God and me. And guess what? It was enough. And it was a great revelation. And it slowly, the weather starts to warm up, you know, the sun comes back out, and you get to switch out of winter. You know, and it is sometimes a long process. Sometimes it's short. Sometimes we go winter, spring, fall, summer, winter, spring. You know, you just go through it right, you know, again and again and again, if that's God's plan. But, you know, I've certainly learned that, you know, if you just have hope and you continue to carry that hope that, you know, things will get better, the things in your life you feel you need to get better, or the ones that God hasn't indicated to you yet that he is going to make better, you still have to keep that hope. And at our church, Union Grove Baptist Church, we just lost our pastor, Ken Harris. And he was a guy who talked about, you know, God is good all the time. And he always preached about hope. And even as he went through COVID and it took his life, he was all about hope. And I think as Christians, we just can never give up that. We can just never give, no matter how deep you feel you're in winter, how cold the temperature is, how many feet of snow that you feel are backed up to your back door, never lose the hope.
Yeah. And, you know, really, when I think about that, what you're saying, Mark, and I'm looking at Bob, too, on this, because he's been there in that, we've all been there where you just feel like, you know, what can get worse? I mean, if it's something with a loss of life or divorce or you know, you went out there this morning, turned the switch on your car, tried to crank it up, and it just didn't do anything but click. I mean, and that's the day you needed that car to get to work or go pick something up, or it's when it's going to break down, or you go out and the tire's flat, or you've been in an accident, whatever it may be, or you're sitting beside somebody in a bed at a hospital. The ones I feel sorry for, those that don't have what Mark was just talking about, is hope. Because we all know that through Jesus Christ, we have hope, and God sees things through eternity, and that's where he wants us to see things. But so many times, all we see is just through the temporal stuff. And that's, man, that's a sad place to be when you don't have that hope.
Well, so many times, you don't realize that God is all you need until God is all you have.
I like that. Can I write? That's a bumper sticker right there, baby.
But it's not an original.
I'm going to trademark that.
I heard that somewhere along the way, but it's just so true. You know, you go through life and things don't. You know, you don't have any problems, and you know, you're not growing during times of no problems. You know, anybody can thrive through good fortune and prosperity and all that, but when all you got's a pile of ashes, you know, and you learn to count on God to get you up in the morning, to give you strength through the day, to help you make good decisions. Because there has to be a lot of decisions made during a crisis.
Absolutely. And, you know, it just coming to one of the things that for me that has grown me is, you know, when I'll say me, realize that, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in this life, this side of heaven, that are out of my control. Mark, they're out of your control. They're out of your control, Bob. They're out of everybody's control. We can't control the government. We can't control unemployment. We can't control things, accidents happening. We can't control sickness. We can't control death. But one thing we can control, we can't control the coronavirus. I mean, looking at those numbers every day, if you do that, it'll be very depressing because they're up and down. You get hope, then no hope, up and down. We can't control any of that. The one thing we can control, the one thing I can control, is how I react to those. And how I react is only determined by how close I'm walking with God at that moment. And you know, this, all this stuff going on in this world today, I mean, as I said, we, as followers of Jesus Christ, need to be that light on the hill right now, because it's a dark world. And we need to make sure our headlights on our cars are bright, and also our faith is bright. Again, this is a call-in show. Give us a call. What is the number? I was going to get Bob to sing it. 866-348-7884. Be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show. And again with me, Bob Young and Mark Garrow. And this segment, we're going to take a moment just to speak a little bit about Jesus' Labor of Love. This is a ministry that, Bob, can you remember when it kicked off?
I can't give you a year, but when Robbie first mentioned it, I was like, wow, that's a pretty big undertaking. And he grabbed it by the horns and he wrestled that bull right to the ground. And he's done a great job with it, and it's helped so many people and given a lot of people an opportunity to jump in and help. I know your business has helped, and several others around have helped. And now it's nationwide. There's so many people all through the country that are helping out with this. And there's been some very generous people, and some people have donated cars, and Robbie's helped a lot of people get a vehicle or get their vehicle repaired, and it's just been a great ministry. And when he first started, I was thinking, that's a little huge, but Robbie's not afraid of huge.
He's not afraid. He said, God put it on my heart. If you'll remember, first time I ran across, I don't know if it's the first time he had passed it across your plate to talk about it. He called and said, I want to have a lunch with you and Bob. And we went somewhere that you frequent, somewhere down towards Wahlberg or something, for a lunch. And threw that out there. And I was like, I'm like you. I was like, I don't know. You're taking a pretty big bite there. You know,
but he chewed it well and digested it. And it's been a blessing to so many people.
Absolutely. And one of the people it's been a ministry that so many people have been able to get involved in. And if you are looking to get involved in a ministry, if it's no more than just being one of the prayer warriors, or if you're a service facility who would like to partner with Jesus Labor Love, go on the website. There's ways to get connected. Also, if you're someone that is in need, go on the website, Jesus Labor of Love, and it's got a form there to fill out. I just want to... other piece that people just don't realize in today's time, just how important an automobile is, because our parents would talk about, you know, it wasn't unusual for a house to only have one vehicle or sometimes not even have a vehicle. But now a vehicle is almost everything. It's hard to function without one. And so if you're without a vehicle, I mean, it just ties your hands in so many ways. But through that, Jesus of Labor of Love, where people are asking, so show the need, and then generous people who are willing to meet those needs. And on the line, I have someone who had that need met. I'm not even going to try to say her first name. She says that it means sunshine, so I'm going to just call her Sunshine. But also in the studio, one of the guys in the studio is Mark Garrow, who this week, I think, also helped meet that need for her.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hello, how are you guys?
I'm doing well. So give us a shot. How is it? Subhashini? How do we say your name?
It is a Sri Lankan native name, Subhashini, but it means sunshine. So please call me Sunshine.
I'm all for the sunshine.
I can work with that.
Well, I was going to take one shot. I was brave enough to take one shot.
Go ahead and take your shot.
No. I took my one shot already, and I absolutely missed. But she does radiate sunshine. You know, I tell people all the time that if Jesus is really in your heart, it shows through your face. It shows, more importantly, in my opinion, through your eyes. And sunshine, it shows through your eyes.
So may I share my testimony? That was amazing.
We would love to hear your testimony.
So I have this BMW. That's my first car. It has 333,000 miles. You know, it comes to a point, I tell people, my car is running in the Holy Spirit. It was. It was amazing. It car broke down so many times. I get on the AAA cars, and I share the good news to so many drivers. It was amazing. But eventually, you know, he retired. I call him Silver. So I heard about Christian Car Guys through my best friend, Beth Evers. She told me, please give them a call. So I drove my car to Jericho March, to Washington, D.C., a month ago. 6 hours, it was perfect drive. As soon as we pulled into the parking lot, the hotel we were staying, my car shut down, this BMW. And I, you know, we did the Jericho March. And then, thank God, someone came from North Carolina, and we drove back. And I wanted to fix my car. They asked for $1,700. It's a rack and pinion problem. So I don't have a $1,700. I'm a single mom. So I found out about Christian Car Guys, and I called Scott. He was an amazing brother, still amazing. But they told me, you know, they pay something to the labor. But there's another gentleman in Oak Brook. He replaced my rack and pinion. I called him back, and he said, bring it back, honey. I will replace it for free, just some labor. So I fixed a $1,700 fix free. The gentleman replaced the rack and pinion. And Christian Car Guy paid my labor. So once again, the Lord fixed my entire problem for free. But I get to know Scott, and I heard about Robbie, and I was like, wow, this is amazing that people like Robbie and Scott, the Christian Car Ministry, because, like, you know, sometimes we go through trials in life, not because we don't have a job or, you know, God allows us to go through trials and tribulations so we could have a compassion on other people. You cannot read compassion. You have to walk through the fire, right? So I asked the Lord to fix my car this time. He did it because I know why. Because learning through Robbie's, you know, Christian Car Ministry, now I know that one time, there's time going to come, the Lord going to bless me. Either I could bless your ministry or I could use this ministry on my side, because I walked through this and I understand the compassion, being the receiving side. So anyhow, let me tell you, so I called Scott, my car retired, and I said, Lord, I need a car. I'm a single mom. And I prayed, and I woke up, and I texted Scott. And he says, honey, call me back because I have a good news. Because he mentioned that some people donate cars. So I called back. I said, Scott, I need a car because my car finally retired. He says, honey, have a good news, because apparently that Mr. Mark Garros donated his beautiful 1998 Buick, and some lady was going to get this car, and last minute things didn't work out, and he said, the car is yours. So I drove to Winston-Salem, met Mark Garros, the most beautiful brother in Christ. Oh my God, he had this car in mint condition, beautiful blue, my favorite color, new tires, brakes, and everything's done. We walked into the tag office, and I told the tag office, this is what Jesus Christ is. Here's a gentleman giving me a car because I can afford to have a car. And we witnessed to them and give them some Jesus Saves bracelets and took my car, driving home in tears. May I tell you that I met the Lord when I was 40 years old. It was 40 years in the wilderness. Last 13 years, it has been a long suffering. And I'm so glad, because in my long suffering, the trials and tribulation, I met my Father in heaven. I experienced him. I know him. Nobody has to tell me who God is, because people don't tell you usually when you meet God, when you're truly saved, when you're born again, you have a real enemy, and he comes against you. And God allowed the attacks and trials so he could show himself to us. It had been my amazing honor, deep valley. Most people left me thinking something wrong with me, but I've been plowing through this trials and tribulation. But I will never change back my long valley, because that's where I met the Lord. Now I walk with three beautiful people, three beautiful men in the world, my Father, my Savior, my Holy Spirit. I hang with them, and we go, we walk into the world and shine the light in the darkness, advance his kingdom. And here I am talking to Christian Car Guy Ministry, because my Father allowed me to go through this trial and receive his goodness and mercy so I could be compassionate and be kind to others when someone else in need. And I just want to thank you, this ministry, for advancing Father's kingdom this way. And I'm so glad that I ran into you guys. And I'm going to proclaim about your goodness and God's goodness. And this is just the beginning, because the best is yet to come. And I just want to thank you, Mr. Mark Garros, for giving me that beautiful 1998 awesome Buick. And I'm driving around with a big smile and praising God every day. So I just want to call to say thank you, Robbie, Mark, and Scott. And thank you, Father, through Messiah, with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we get to shine in this dark world and to proclaim God is amazing and he's living, his goodness and his mercies endureth forever.
The name Sunshine is very fitting for you, young lady.
Yes, it is. It's awesome.
I know we're fixing to wrap in a break. I want Mark to be able to say something before we go off.
Stick with us, Sunshine. We'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Christian Car Guy Radio Show, and we've got Sunshine on the radio and also Mark in the studio. So Jesus' labor of love put them both together, and as I told Mark during the break, he was talking about some of the things he had done to the car, telling me and Bob about. Really, he didn't realize. He thought he was doing this for his daughter a few years ago, but he was doing it really for somebody else. God had a whole other plan in store for him. Sunshine, you still there with us?
Yes, thank you. So Mark is on the line?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Mark, my amazing brother in Christ. I truly appreciate you.
Well, same here. You know, you do stuff, and you don't always hear appreciation. Yeah, and that's not why you do this, right? I mean, you just do what God leads you to do, whether somebody says thank you, whether they appreciate it. And as a matter of fact, one of the great diseases we have in this country is a lack of gratitude attitude. And so it was so nice to, you know, have somebody get the card that A, appreciated it, and number two, you know, all this stuff that I put into it was to make sure it was safe for my daughter, that I felt good enough about her driving down the road. It's a 98 Buick, but it was owned by a guy in my church. His wife just drove it literally to church on Sunday, and then she passed away.
Downhill both ways.
and so, wow. So the car has always been treated like with, you know, kid gloves. And so, but I put a motor and brakes and tires and struts and air conditioning and all that stuff in it to make sure that it was going to be good for my daughter as she got her license. Like, hey, if you want to go up and bang up something, bang up a 98, you know, Buick, and then we'll go get you something good when you got that all out of the way, or better out of the way. And so it just never worked out. So it was just sitting there. So I'm glad that it's found a use, a good use.
But Mark, I drove, you know, have you heard of a King's Ministry, King's Kitchen at Uptown last night? You know, they go feed the homeless. So I drove your car last night. Oh, my goodness. It drove like mighty man of God. He just sleekly saw, like, wow. I said, Lord, thank you, because it's not the age. You kept it so well, the engine, you know, the lights, and the, you know, oh my gosh, I was driving and praising God, and I said, you know, you kept it for your daughter, but I am a daughter of the Most High God, and Father had a plan, and I thank you, because the condition is amazing. And I was driving and praising God for that car, and I will keep it in such a condition, you know. And I really want to thank you, because you showed me the goodness of God. This is what we're supposed to do. This is how God, you know, the body of Christ, you know, we must love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might. Then we love others as he loved us. And what happened to the Christian Car Guy ministry yesterday, that you guys showed me the love of God. And we should infect people with the love of God. You know what I mean? And
you know, that's the one thing I want to get across, Sunshine. People, I had this on my Facebook page, and they go, oh, what an awesome guy you are. And I'm going like, no. This is a God thing, right? God orders my steps, and hopefully most times, and I'm not saying all the time, but most times I try to follow those steps, follow that voice. So this is a God thing. There's only one reason I fixed up this car, and it was eventually to give it to Sunshine. Only I didn't know that, you know, when all this started. So, again, so I just want to make that abundantly clear. You know, like on my Facebook, oh, you're an awesome. No. I serve an awesome God. I serve an awesome God. And that's how these things happen.
Absolutely. Sunshine,
you know, Mark,
go ahead.
Can I tell you one more thing? The 13 years, I want people to know, because a lot of people are going through a tough time, I lost pretty much everything. Because Matthew 6:33 says, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will take care of all your needs. I'm living in a house God gave me. A lot of people thought I'm crazy, that I should get a better job. But God stripped me off from nothing so he could show me his glory so I could, in return, share the goodness of God. And I have everything that God given me supernaturally. And I think that's the highest honor. And I go out and bless others, because when you receive it, you understand, wow, this is amazing. And then I pay it right back to others so we could bring people into God's kingdom. And that's the gospel, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell you what, it really comes through, you know, and as I was telling them earlier in the show, as somebody who, you know, went through a divorce after 23 years, you're in winter. And how do you get out of winter, right? You do things that God asks you to do. Use your arms, use your legs. You're a blessing to other people. And gradually, gradually you get to move into springtime. I'm sort of at the beginning of spring. I'm hoping to, you know, get to summer during summer. And the only way I feel like I can get there is just serving folks like you.
Yes, joy. Joy is coming from giving love to others, unconditional love. And then we have a father's joy. That's amazing.
Well, Sunshine, thank you so much for joining us, but they're giving us that signal like we got to wrap up because the show's about to be over.
You have
a great day.
God bless.
Sunshine, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being willing to go on the air.
And thank you, Robbie, for the whole ministry.
Absolutely, and that's kind of, you know, one of the things that go back to with Jesus' labor of love. It's so many people, just as she mentioned, Scott, when people call in and do his applications, one of the things he's doing is praying with them and talking to them and pointing them to Jesus Christ. And over the years, I can't tell you how many times Bob has been part of that ministry, and from somebody needing an alternator to a brake booster, to help him move a car, to help get a car donated. And also still involved in it heavily with just all the bookkeeping of it all. And then all of a sudden, you know, God finds people and puts them in place, like with Mark and stuff, where he had something there and God put it on his heart to, somebody needs that. I can bless somebody through an automobile. And he did it. And that's what we see.
I want to remind everybody that the fuel that keeps this fire burning is your donations. So if you want to go to the website, Christian Car Guy, and it'll show you on there how to donate to Jesus' labor of love. And if
you have a car, I mean, like I did, that just kind of sitting there not doing anything, think about what it could do for somebody else.
Amen.
You're hearing all this and you're thinking, well, you know, I really don't have a car and I don't really have any extra resources. You know what? Go to the website and join the prayer team and just pray for those applicants and those that are in need, because we have that's just the touch of the iceberg for the need that's out there. You know, Jesus' labor of love, Bob, you can't touch everybody. Mark, you can't touch everybody. I can't touch everybody. Robbie can't. It reminds me of the story of the guy going down the shoreline with all the starfish on the shore, and he throws one back, and they said, "Why are you doing that?" And he said, "Because I don't want to see him sitting here dying." He goes, "Well, look at all these starfish. You can't save them all." And he goes, "But I saved that one." And that's sort of what God calls us to do, whatever our platform is. And for me, it's through the automotive industry, body repair and towing. And Bob with has been in the same business I'm in for years and years, and was able to meet those needs. But now his point of contact and platform has changed, but continues to carry that on. Mark Garrow in the racing world and stuff. You know, God is going to use us in whatever way. Where he places us, so many times, so many people, as far as Christians go, will say, "I'm looking to see where God is going to use me." Most of the time, God's planted you where he's going to use you. You just step up.
I know the music means we're about to end the show, but Robbie just texted me, "Hey, great job, guys." That's high praise, baby.
And also keep Robbie and Tammy in your prayers. And again, you know what? Tomorrow morning, if you're not able to go to church, at least go online and get plugged in. Hey, we need to start roaring. Start being the Christians God wants to. We're in a dark season. We've been in the winter, but God tells us to come out of that and to go ahead and be proud and be bold and let your light shine.
And don't forget, we're on for another hour, right?
Yep. Locally, and most networks will pick us up as on Kingdom Pursuit. I'll tell you what, we'll kind of flip the show. On Kingdom Pursuit this morning, we're going to talk about a lot about racing and stuff, because that's been a hey, we're from the South in this area and throughout the world. We love racing. Again, great show. We miss you, Robbie. Christian Car Guy.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm here to help you understand the urgency and how much fun it is to share your faith through the eyes of a layman. It couldn't be more urgent. The rapture could happen at any moment. As we speak, there are forces behind the scenes focused on destroying America in the eyes of our young people to usher in a new world order. And I hate to say it, they're doing a pretty good job of it. If that's true, the rapture could happen at any moment. That speaks of urgency. If you knew the rapture was happening in 60 minutes, who would you call and what would you say? Would there be any hesitancy or fear of offending? Of course not. You need to make a list right now of your unsaved friends and loved ones you don't want to be left behind and start nudging them closer to Jesus. That sense of urgency needs to be your highest priority beginning immediately, because at any moment we could be 60 minutes away from the rapture. This is serious. There's nothing more exciting than knowing God is using you to move people closer to Him. Join us at IgniteAmerica.com.
This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on the Amazon, or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen-size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH. Or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH for values on any MyPillow product to support truth.